Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit merrilledge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Bet River Sportsbook is ready to make this football season one to remember. All season, score at Bet River Sportsbook with free bets, odds boosts, and more. Player props, thousands of game lines, and live in-game betting. Bet River Sportsbook delivers best-in-class sports betting experiences with outstanding customer service to back it up. Go to BetRivers.com, and if you reside in a non-regulated state, then BetRivers.net has action for you. Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21, must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the first annual Oak Creek Rib Cook-Off on Saturday, March 6th from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. at Jim Dandy's, South 27th Street in Oak Creek. The event features your local favorites, Jim Dandy's, Mulligan, Sidetrack Pub, and the Bowery.
Let the best ribs win.
The competition involves baby back style pork ribs. Tickets are $10. All proceeds go to Oak Creek High School. Go to jimdandysgrill.com for tickets. It's all happening at the newly remodeled Jim Dandy's, South 27th Street in Oak Creek. Check out their fish fry on Wednesday and Fridays during Lent.
Miami Heat star Duncan Robinson knows a thing or two about being overlooked. From beginning his college career at a D3 liberal arts school to starting in last year's NBA Finals. Now, on his new podcast, The Long Shot, Robinson celebrates the most unlikely and unexpected success stories in sports and beyond. Join Duncan and his co-host Davis Reed on The Long Shot podcast as they sit down with those who have proven naysayers wrong and overcame the odds. The Long Shot with Duncan Robinson and Davis Reed is available now for free on Radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your shows.
WSSP Milwaukee, the official home of Packers fans.
I love you guys. And given everything going on, you know, you guys are a breath of fresh air every morning.
1250 AM, The Fan. Sports Flash, right now.
9 a.m. from the 1250 AM, The Fan Sports Update Studio. I'm Ryan Horvath. This Sports Flash brought to you by Dell Technologies. When you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor, they're focused on you. Ready to offer tailored solutions powered by Intel vPro platform to keep your small businesses ready for what's next? Call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. First on The Fan, the Bucks back in action tonight. It's a late night game, 8:30 p.m. tip-off, nationally televised as they try to go for three straight wins at home at the Pfizer Forum, where they're 12-4 on the season. The Pelicans 5-10 on the road. However, they do have a victory over the Bucks this season. They won their last matchup 131-126 back on January 29th when Brandon Ingram scored 28 points. In Chapel Hill last night, Dawson Garcia had 24 points, 11 boards. DJ Carton finished with 17 points and 5 dimes as Marquette beat North Carolina 83-70 in a game that was scheduled just 4 days ago. It was North Carolina's 18th non-conference defeat in the 35-year history of the Dean Smith Center.
Whoa!
Yeah, man. Los Angeles County Sheriff says Tiger Woods was not drunk during the rollover that seriously injured the golf superstar on Tuesday, saying the single vehicle crash was purely an accident. And my guy, Bart, my guy, Devin Booker,
D-Buck,
finally gets into an All-Star game. They said,
"Justice!" D-Buck,
he said, "How do I get into the All-Star game?" And they told them, "Devin, you need to win games. Suns win games. Chris Paul gets in. Devin Booker doesn't. But he gets in only because Anthony Davis cannot play in the All-Star game. He is currently injured. That's why the Lakers last night got, as Bart likes to say, punched in the mouth." All right, we got a commercial-free hour. It begins now, 414-799-1250.
fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Oh, we got a good start to this hour, baby.
Oh, yeah, we do. It's the 9 o'clock hour.
Special guest for you, as Soldier Boy once said. I'm not going to even put this on the call screen. There's going to be no intro. I'll do it really quick. 414-799-1250. I need a resume. Give us a, not to like, because I'm leaving. It's just I always like to, you know, bring it in on your show because you're going to be off next Friday. And then even though I work with you, you know, like sometimes when you're gone, I'm like, wait, how do we start the show?
Huh? You play the dumbest open in the history of radio.
I get nervous.
And then
big
you say,
shoes to
good morning,
well,
everybody.
You know, for a guy that only wears a size 8.5, those are big shoes to fill. 414-799-1250.
Oh, bud.
That's where you call us.
I know who's on the phone.
1250 AM the Fan.
I screened this call.
Oh, you already did?
Yeah.
Oh. 1250 AM The Fan is where you tweet. You can also find us on Facebook. The radio.com app is what you download. And if you haven't yet, what, have you been living under a rock? Find it on your app store. It's free 99. All right, here he is. The man, the myth, the legend, Ram from the north side.
Ram.
Bart owes you something, doesn't he?
Hey, Ryan, I need some new intro music.
What do you want, Bart, Regulators
Bart
by Warren G?
Old Milwaukee Bucks music. I was like, really?
Bart, he's been asking for Regulator for how long, Ram, now? 4 years? Five years?
Now.
Ooh. Well, I don't know how much too short we could play on these airwaves.
No, intro. You can just play instrumental.
Okay.
Hey, whatever happened to your landline phone? You were sounding good for like 3 days.
Blow the whistle.
Well, I mean, we're good.
Ram, blow the whistle. What's up?
Ram, I'm glad that you called because, God, I want Chris Middleton traded.
Hey, well, I mean.
Get him out of here.
Look.
Yeah.
Let me just say, Ryan.
Yeah.
Bart, I don't have a problem with Middleton being on the team. I have a problem with what he's being paid and what he's being asked to do.
So then what's the solution?
He's coming off
trade.
The bench. If he's just coming off the bench, he can be a killer against the second unit.
Whoa.
That's a worse take than the guy. Carl called in earlier and said that LeBron's on PEDs.
Eh?
On PEDs? Well, it's, hey, you know what? I was thinking the intro music, I could be like the
But then again, you called yesterday and said Drew Holiday's faking COVID.
Yeah, I love this.
Hey. I'm just saying, I don't know, man. You know good well that in the media, when you're on the main mainstream media, it's stuff that you can't say on the air. But if you do a podcast, hey, no bars hold, right?
Bart, you should be like the Alex Jones of sports radio.
Yeah.
Conspiracy
theory. I was thinking I
should have
like the
Drew Holiday, this guy, all of a sudden the Bucks are on a little bit of a losing streak. And he doesn't rush to come back. I've had COVID three times. It doesn't knock you out for five games, maybe a half, maybe a quarter, not five games. You will disagree with me. You want to fight me? Let's go. I got my shirt off. I'm greased up. I just had
really,
seven steaks. And instead of cereal, I put seven steaks in a bowl and pour gasoline in it. And I eat it bite by bite. I'm ready.
All right, my ears are bleeding.
Hey, I was saying, hey, what if Drew's looking for another job right now? I'm just saying.
I don't think he's like,
out there.
Like out of the NBA?
Man, no, with another team.
I don't think he could do that. LinkedIn.
I don't think I'm going to play there.
I don't think he could go to, like, Indeed and be like, let's see if the Pelicans are hiring a point guard.
LeBron does it.
Yeah, that's true, though. Well, wait. Realistically, what do you think Middleton could get you in return? Because we got to throw out a realistic name.
Yeah, now that I want him to be traded.
Okay, well, just say this. Let's look at comparable players.
Because, like, the Bulls wouldn't do – if the Bulls get rid of Zach LaVine – it's not going to be to bring in Chris Middleton. No.
Yeah, no, it's not. We got to give him some stuff to get him. Got to probably throw Dante in.
We may have to throw Ellerson and Leroy in, like the two former
Bulls,
Packers.
There's nothing that we could come up with that the Bulls would take for LaVine.
We don't have anything nice enough.
Do you agree?
Well, it'd be hard to trade somebody like in your same division. That's not going to happen.
But even still, there's nothing the Bucks can realistically
package.
We'd
probably have to throw in cutting edge.
To get LaVine.
Yeah.
So what if you
LaVine's the face of the franchise.
And maybe... Well, see, a second-round pick, I don't know.
No.
You got Billy Donovan down there now. It's going to be hard.
There's nothing that the Bucks can realistically put together to get Bradley Beal either.
DeMar DeRozan.
Maybe.
Well, here's the thing with that. The Spurs are pretty good.
But you think he's going to stay with a rebuild team? He's a veteran?
I don't know that DeMar DeRozan, like I like DeMar DeRozan. I don't think he gets you to the next level. I think it's unfortunately think guys that you can't acquire.
I think DeMar DeRozan died a little bit when the Raptors quit on him and then won the championship.
Well, like look at it like this, guys. Like who do we hype up all the time? Jason Tatum. How about this? The Celtics, if the playoffs were to start today, the Celtics wouldn't even be a playoff team, yet they have two All-Stars.
Would they be in playing games?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look
at that. Oh, by the way, they have two All-Stars. Everybody's mad about that. You know
Jaylen
why they have
Brown's
two All-Stars?
Awesome.
Because they have two All-Star players.
Well, Jaylen Brown's true. Awesome.
And Tatum's an All-Star, too.
Right.
So I know their record's bad, but it's not like they – it's not like they're All-Stars.
I got a question, Bart and Ryan. Why don't Brad Stevens get any smoke?
Oh, he's starting to.
No, I think he should start getting some smoke.
He is.
Like right now.
Dude, he's going to be gone next year, most likely. He'll be back coaching. He'll be coaching at Indiana next. Can I put that as my take? Brad Stevens?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. You guys remember when Brad Stevens is the next coach at Indiana, I said it first.
I mean, who's their coach now?
I got no smoke since he's been in the NBA.
Bobby
Knight. He's only been to the Eastern Conference Final one time.
Gene Hackman.
And all they talk
is
about is how great of a coach he is.
Archie's.
Indiana's coach?
Yeah, who's Indiana's coach, Ram?
It's
right now?
It's
Miller, Archie Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? Hey, I got that.
Thank you. You're right.
You guys think I'm all dumb at sports just because I throw trivia every week.
I wanted to say.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know. But anyway, back to the Bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just take the show where you want.
This is what I thought about. This has to happen. We need a new GM, a new coach. And we got to really strip out a whole bunch of stuff that's in between.
I don't know about the new GM.
And we got to put a new thing around Giannis. And we got to try to sign Drew. That's the biggest thing right now.
See,
signing Drew, you got to get somebody up here. I don't know who that player would be.
Here's another hot take. Like, I don't know about the GM. I don't know about – like, there's some bad GMs in the league. But when you're in a situation in a market like Milwaukee or like in New Orleans, like, and you're the Pelicans and you want to keep Anthony Davis. Now, what the Pelicans got for Anthony Davis, that was a haul. And that team should be much better. But, like, think about it. They got the pair Zion with Brandon Ingram, who is a poor man's Kevin Durant. Well, that's the problem. Lonzo Ball continues to get better. I feel like the problem with the NBA is it's not built for a team like the Bucks, really for anybody to be able to, unless, like, you do get a guy that, like a LeBron and an AD. What I'm saying, I guess, is it's tough to give somebody the Supermax. I wish that the league only counted the Supermax as like a $20 million, I guess, like for the team.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like, if you want to keep players in small markets.
You pay him 40, but it only counts 20 for the cap.
Or 20 towards the cap. Exactly what I'm saying. Because the problem with it is, like a team like the Bucks, the Supermax is great for small market teams to keep an Anthony Davis or a Giannis if they're willing to commit and sign the Supermax. But the problem is it's tough like to get these guys, like everybody's like, oh, why do these guys continue to turn down the Supermax? Because if they sign the Supermax, you can't surround them with anything. So like if you pay Giannis, you have to do it. He's a back-to-back MVP. But that means the best you are going to get is Drew Holiday, and you're going to have to pay Chris Middleton. And if you pay Chris Middleton, you know that's why you're stuck with the guys like
Chris
DJ
Middleton
Augustine,
though.
And that unfortunately isn't good enough to beat the teams where guys have already been paid, and now they just want to win because they don't want to be remembered as the Charles Barkleys when we talk their legacy, how they never won a championship. Like James Harden, we always say James Harden doesn't want to win. He does want to win because he's in the MVP conversation every year. The statistics are there every year. But in 10 years, if James Harden's just a 30-point, 8-assist, 7-rebound guy, nobody's going to remember who the hell he was. Like, nobody remembers who Mitch Richmond was because he never won a championship, but he was a great player. So the guys want to win titles. So, like, we're always Harden don't want to win. Kyrie don't want to win. No, everybody wants to win. But sometimes these guys think they want to win on their own, and then they realize they can't.
Let's talk about this. I got a suggestion for a president of player personnel for the Milwaukee Bucks. Marcus Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
but I don't think he wants that.
Marcus, have you ever noticed, if you listen to the Bucks telecast, when we play a team that has UCLA Bruins, he always gives them the up. But those guys can play.
Yeah.
Those UCLA guys that's in the NBA right now straight up play.
I mean, I'd be doing the same if there were some Western Illinois Leathernecks out there.
Jonathan, Dante, and DJ Wilson. We already got one.
God, if you imagine if Chris Middleton was an All-Star, the bet was Ram could never mention Chris Middleton's name again.
What do you have to do again?
I'm not going to even mention it because
I just have to be on board trading Middleton. That's why I'm asking. That's why we're trying to train.
What I'm saying is,
Ram, you should have made him give up Taco Bell or something.
Oh, my God.
What I'm saying is, do you believe he should be paid the amount of money he has just because there's a market? I mean, yeah. It's like value. It's just like, would you overpay for a Ford Taurus when you can get a Mercedes?
I'm fine with what Middleton's getting paid.
Yeah, I think he's getting paid.
I'm not. The whole world knows you're not.
Well, okay,
Frank.
What I'm saying is, it's stopping us from getting that piece that we could get. That's all I'm saying. So if he was getting what Brogdon is getting, like the 2021.
I don't know that Brogdon's worth what he's getting, to be honest. I know that's kind of a hot take.
Devin Booker is getting that type of money. He's not a Devin Booker guy.
No, man.
All right, Ram.
All right, Ram. See you, buddy.
Yep.
I agree, though, that with the Devin Booker. Like, I mean, I would trade Middleton, my next born child, these headphones that I love that I can't work without.
You going to have another kid?
I hope not. I mean, like, I want to. But I didn't mean that. Okay, hold on. Let me defend what I just said there. I love my current kid, like, so much. But he's also, I stress a lot. Like, when you have a kid, like I mean, my kid right now has a broken leg, and I don't sleep, and I'm all worried. And, like, we just started PT. We got another appointment today that I got to rush to. One kid is a lot of work, and now he's 7. So I'm 13. Wait, no, do the math. 7. When's he 18? 7.
11.
11 years away from, like, you know,
right?
I still worry, but I don't have to worry about like every little thing. Do I really want to start that whole process over and then have another 18 years? Am I even going to be alive another 18 years? You see
question.
The stresses I deal with.
Somebody asked me the other day on Twitter.
I was at the gas station the other day, and they're like,
"Oh yeah, that's what I'll say."
Somebody pulls up, and they go, "Hey, Horvath, how are the Packers going to be next season?" And I was like, "You know, I don't know. I got to wait and see the off season." They go, "Hey, do you think you're going to live another 18 years?"
So on my way here, I stopped at the gas station.
Listen totally to the weekenders, yeah.
Totally open, and people were available. You know, I would have stopped yesterday, but I had a bunch of client meetings. I was busy. I had stuff going on.
Yeah.
You know, I had to, the dogs were running around, and, you know, I had to go to my bar and,
like,
refurbish it. And, you know, then I just got a new cabinet, so I had to, like, be there for the movers.
New windows from Window Select.
I just got, those, and so that was happening.
Got to buy one, get one. I got 4, so I got 2.
And, of course, I had to stop downtown and get a pizza pie. Mm-hmm. And then there were naked bicyclers riding around.
Yes.
So I go to the gas station, and someone goes, hey, are you Bart from the Bart Winkler show? And I said, I am. And then they go, I like it better when it was Doug and Mike. And I said, well, okay. And then they said, if you could guarantee, you could make this trade, Bart. And I said, whoa, I'm pumping gas. What makes you think that this is a free-flowing conversation?
Yeah, I know.
And they said, well, you know, we're close enough. And then I said, so put your mask back on. They said, well, I don't do that at the gas station. And I said, well, I usually wear 2. Here, wear one of mine.
Oh, dude.
And you can keep it. I've been wearing it for months. Go ahead and have it.
Yeah.
And then they said, if you could take away, you get guaranteed a Bucks, Brewers, and Packers title. You will see another one at some point in your life. You can guarantee that right now. The trade is you have to give up 3 years of your life. And I said, well, maybe in the past I would have done that, but a couple of things. And thanks for the question.
Is this too dark to put on the internet? That's a good question, though.
Yeah, I was going to retweet it, and then I didn't. It's a good question.
Let's leave death out of it.
I said, maybe in the past. However, 3 years, interesting. I have a son now. You know, that's 3 years that I would never want to lose. And then, will I be alive in 3 years?
Maybe your kid will hate you and want you to, though. Like, put that into effect. Like, that Super Bowl is a lot. I didn't mean that, dude, but I'm saying, like, a Super Bowl. Just think Super Bowl okay, go on now.
You know, most people, they go to the gas station, and they just get asked, like, hey, do you think Adrian Hauser will have a bounce back year?
You think he'll vomit on the mouth?
I get asked these morbid questions about death.
Hey, Horvath, is that unleaded? Yeah. Hey, is Adrian Hauser going to puke again this year? I don't know.
It's wild. I mean, I swear to God, people know my schedule and what gas stations I hit at what time. Because there's always someone waiting to ask me a question.
Quick Trip, of course.
I mean, you would just not believe the kind of questions that I get at the gas station that are totally real. And that's why I share them to you as an anecdote every couple of days.
Hey, real quick note on Adrian Hauser. Do you think do you stand by your comments of last week that the Brewers are going to be good still?
I do. I feel good about this.
Okay. I want to check in, do a daily thing. I can't wait until it's warmer out because it's getting a little warmer, and we're doing the MLB standings, and that music hits. I had a dream the other night that.
Why do you belittle my MLB standings music?
Wait, no, I love the standings music. Right now, the Pittsburgh Pirates are currently 0-0. The St. Louis Cardinals are currently 0-0.
You want to look at the NBA standings?
The Chicago Cubs are somehow 0-162, and a game hasn't been played because they traded Yu Darvish for a pack of hot dogs and a dirty muffin and decided to, well, re-sign Jake Arrieta in the year 2021.
Let's look at the NBA standings.
Yeah.
Just in the East.
Yeah, thank you. As I say, I don't really need to do those.
As of now, not in the playoffs, would be the Hawks, Magic, Wizards, Cavs, and Pistons.
Ooh, or the Celtics, right?
The teams that would be in the play-in games, remember, there's a play-in game now. So the Celtics are the 9 seed at 15-17. They would play the Heat in the play-in game, and the Knicks would play the Hornets. So one of the Heat or Celtics, if the season ended today, would not make it because they would play each other. Now, I thought the Heat might miss the playoffs. They will make the playoffs on account of there's not a lot of good teams that would overtake them. I think the playoffs count now at 10, right?
I don't see the Bulls sustaining this. The Bulls have played some crappy teams.
Bulls are a game under 500. They're the 6th seed.
Yeah. I mean, well, and they've, you know, they've beat up on some really bad like anybody that gets like right now, anybody that gets a chance to play certain, like the Pistons right now, you know, where's Blake Griffin going to end up? You know, you could beat up on them.
Raptors are a game under 500. They're the 5th seed. Pacers are 500. They're the 4th seed. There's yeah. 3 teams in the East with a winning record. The Bucks would be the 3 right now, 19-13. And again, the crazy stat is they are 6-0 against the Cavs and Pistons. Teams 14-15 in the East. So without beating up on those teams, the Bucks are a 500 team. The Nets are 21-12. The Sixers are 21-11. Those are your standings in the East. Let this hit.
Yeah, yeah. Commercial free. Commercial free. Commercial free. I'm the bump with the show.
You know, I wanted to share this with you. Rami was in here the last couple of days in this hour because he was getting internet installed in his new apartment. And so to prep for the show, he drove across town, came in here to use the internet, whereas most normal people just wouldn't have prepped for the show. But he came in, and he was bewildered that there's actually 2 commercial-free. Now, there's 4 stations in this building. You got Hot 105. You got 99.1, you got 103.7, all music. Then you've got us, the sports talker. So if I were to tell you, hey, 2 of the stations are commercial free right now, you'd think, well, obviously it's 2 of the music stations. Au contraire, mon frère.
Yeah, you're getting good at that. Good stuff.
Sports talk, commercial free. And I begged Rami earlier this week for a compliment.
No commercials.
That's great.
No coffee runs.
That's great in the mornings.
Can't go to the bathroom.
I think commercial-free hours are a great idea.
Yeah, well,
in the mornings.
You hear a lot of raw pressers in the 9 o'clock hour. You actually don't. I would like to say what I have accomplished in this 9 o'clock hour to not have commercials and to still put out a somewhat worthy product in this hour.
Somewhat.
Should be commended.
Somewhat worthy.
I mean, I'm bouncing between.
What kind of commendation do you want? You said it should be commended. What kind of commendation
do you want? I just
want
recognition.
What would be good for you?
I just want recognition that probably of all the people that would be tasked with this situation, I handle and can handle it the best.
Agreed.
Thank you.
Yep.
Right.
Did you get what you were looking for there?
I actually did. I don't need a lot of pats on the back. I just need someone to like motion that they're going to pat on my back.
Sure.
I don't need a lot of praise, but very little I do need.
Well, I just gave it to you.
Well, thank you.
That's
Rami Makloff of Rami and Tim. New episode, 2 o'clock today. Wouldn't you agree? And I couldn't do it without you, of course, Horvath. I could not do it without you.
Sure. If you could, I'd probably be able to leave here at like 10:15 a.m. So that'd be awesome. Today I have to leave at that time, so you're going to be sticking around doing some promos and stuff as we start PT.
But don't you feel like we can get away with anything in this hour?
Oh, no, not at all.
Well, that should be the case, because if they say, well, why'd you do that for 5 minutes? I say, well, we're, you know, we don't have the 15 minutes of commercials. So if you had the commercials, I wouldn't have done that awful segment. Why are you guys talking about the commercial-free hour and how you deserve praise? Well, because I don't have commercials. I mean, it's pretty simple. It's a, I mean, there's a real cause and effect there. And I do want to remind you that this segment is brought to you by our friends at BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com today. BetQL, not a betting app. It's purely a tool for people to use data and make better bets. And your Tuesday and Wednesday host of BetQL Daily actually is able to grace us with his presence. Again, on the Radio.com app, Ryan Horvat, who's on the show now on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Maybe this is the last week. Maybe you do it for forever. No one knows. But you're doing it, and that's good.
Yeah.
And so I tuned in a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
Around, I would say it was 11:45.
Okay.
And you and Joe O, friend of show, were going through your best bets. Mm-hmm. And you were kind of like not really sure what you had for the night. You looked at the card.
Well, no, I like the Heat.
You like the Heat. Did that one hit?
Oh, yeah, they won.
So you like the Heat over Toronto.
Everybody liked Toronto. I like the Heat, dude. Toronto was on back-to-backs. The Heat were finally back home, and Goran Dragic was finally healthy again.
So you liked that one. You were confident about it. You hit it.
Loved it.
And then Joe O was, like, pressuring you. You were like, ah, maybe I like the Lakers and Gobert and LeBron.
I didn't like them. I just, anytime you give me LeBron as an 8.5-point dog, I got to take LeBron as an 8.5-point dog.
But so then they got more smoked. So I,
the number, which we expected.
I felt like you lost money on that because Joe O pressured you.
Well, no, I mean, you know, actually on the night, last night was a bad night. So last night was a bad night. I went 5-5 last night. So I lost some juice, but the night before that, I've had a pretty good couple weeks where I didn't really mind it. I was playing that regardless. I just didn't know that I wanted to give it out as a best bet, but I had to, because it's always, if you're ever getting, well, here, look at it this way. Okay. So no Anthony Davis, right? No Dennis Schroeder, I think is also huge, but you were still getting the defending NBA champions. You were getting 8.5 points. And I actually had it at 9. So I was getting 9 points with LeBron James and the Lakers. I feel like you got to play it. Even though the Utah Jazz had went 19-1-1 against the spread in their last 22 games, which is really ridiculous. Not only are they beating teams, they're beating up on teams. The Jazz this season are what the Bucks were in the East the last 2 years, where they're the best, one of the best defensive-rated teams and offensive-rated, where they hit a bunch of threes. They got three guys that shoot 40% from three. Jordan Clarkson, they should have four. Jordan Clarkson's shooting like 38%. He's going to win Sixth Man of the Year. He dropped a 40-burger the other night. And then Donovan Mitchell should be an MVP candidate, but he had a really bad start to this. Not bad start to the season, but slow start to the season for him. Rudy Gobert, you know, he's boring, but he's good. Still, I don't think that they're good enough, though, in the West to beat the Lakers or the Clippers when they're fully healthy. But I don't know, because they beat up on the Lakers last night. And LeBron, you could tell, though, I thought... Because what I'm wondering is, how much motivation does LeBron have now to win this MVP? Like, does he really care? Because, you know, Jokic is putting up ridiculous numbers. Joel Embiid putting up ridiculous numbers. And then I like some of these other guys, like Damian Lillard. If Portland gets really hot and get in, let's, you know that he's capable of having like 6 50-point games or something ridiculous like that. Steph Curry, like, imagine if the Warriors get a 6 or a 5 seed. It's most likely going to go to be whoever has the top team, so... but you look at the Jazz, and there's nobody that's going to win an MVP, because Donovan Mitchell's not going to, Gobert's not going to, although he'll probably win Defensive Player of the Year. But you're right, I did get backed into that one.
Yeah, so I felt bad for you.
I didn't.
I brought you up when we talked to Nick Kostos, You Better You Bet, the other betting show on the Radio.com app, and I actually, I turned it into a promo part of my discussion with Nick Kostos, because you were on a heater, and I asked Nick, have you ever been on, like, a heater, like, the best run of your life? And he said, well, you know, when you do this a lot, there are some bad times, but there's also some good runs.
There's some bad times, yeah.
And then he recalled the really good runs of his life, and the really good runs of his life seemed a little familiar.
It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Nick Costos, You Better You Bet, Radio.com app. What's the best, like, hot streak you've ever been on betting?
The one that really stands out, maybe because it has my fandom associated with it, is I killed the 2007 NFL playoffs. I'm a Giants fan. When the Giants beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl the first time, and had the Giants on the money line, they were underdogs in every single playoff game. That was great against the spread, Eli to win MVP. And I had a Thursday, I think it was actually 2008, the year that Steph Curry went off at Davidson, like when the nation was introduced to Steph Curry. And I don't think we lost a bet.
Well, I've noticed a trend, and maybe this is something you can use going forward. Always bet against Wisconsin teams. The Giants beat the Packers that year. That Davidson team beat the Badgers.
Nice.
There's the only handicapping you need, man.
Catch the Bart Winkler Show weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 12.
That was good stuff. No, it was. It was really good. And that was actually a good point about the Badgers. But yeah, anyway, I'll be there, I believe, next Tuesday, I believe. And if you want to watch me, you can watch and listen Bart
watch
on the radio.com app, / BetQL Daily on the radio.com app. And you know what? Subscribe on radio.com app. radio.com/media/podcast bet sweats.
And leave a review and
BetQL
subscribe
Daily.
To our YouTube channel.
BetQL Daily as well.
And hit me up on Twitch. I got like 3 followers there. And
Twitch? You got
hit
three.
Me up on Reddit and
3 followers.
Hit me up on Squarespace and
I'm not gonna.
Hit me up on TikTok and make sure you get me on I have a Discord for the show now and I'm on Slack. Hit me
You're
up
not on,
Slack.
Though.
Hit me up on Pinterest. Hit me up on Gas Buddy. You can find me on Gas Buddy and follow me at bartgasman.org.
Okay, is this going to stop soon?
Hit me up on the safety app to make sure I don't have COVID each day I come in.
Where are you at?
Hit me up on Achievement. Hit me up on Box Tops for Education.
Is this going to end soon?
Hit me up on Simpsons Tapped Out at Winks Go Pack. Mm. Hit me up on Checkout 51. Do you think the Nets and Lakers are a formality for the NBA Finals? We talked about that with Nick as well yesterday, where I have been really just thinking that there's no chance in hell it's not the Nets. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the Nets to represent the East, which as a Bucks fan, I don't want to say that too definitive because I don't want to not have the hope. This Bucks team can get to the Finals. They can. They can. And this is what they need to do. They need to play elite. Bud needs to do everything right. Giannis needs to have this 75% free throw clip he's been having this month. You need nights like he got the other night from Bryn Forbes. Middleton needs to play like an all-star. Lopez has to play like he did last year. You do those things. There is a team that they've created that can go to the finals. The problem is, I think you have to do a lot of those things. Because the Nets, it's not about, like, the Bucks are trying to build a team here and to counter this and to counter that. And if there's the wall, then we have shooters. And we got to do this with Middleton. And we got to do this with this. And we got to make adjustments. There's so many things I think the Bucks have to do right now to be that team that represents the East. All I really think the Nets have to do is put Kyrie, KD, and Harden on the floor. Because those three guys are that good. They're all together. They know how to play. Even when it's not them, they still, I mean, the Nets, is their depth the bench in the world, the best in the world? It's not, but I don't think they're going to need that. You got Joe Harris, you got DeAndre, you got other guys that can step in. You're going to buy out somebody, they'll make a trade. I'm not worried about, if I'm a Nets fan.
DeAndre's been playing really good.
If I'm a Nets fan, I don't, like the Bart Winkler that roots for the Nets is very confident they're going to the NBA Finals.
Well, yeah, and like the thing about the Nets was they were getting up for like the big games. Like they're 6-1 this season. The Nets are against the Lakers, the Clippers, the Jazz, the Bucks, the Sixers this season. They're 12-2 against the top 14 teams in the league. They've had some bad losses, back-to-back losses to Cleveland. One of them, Colin Sexton, went off for 42 points or whatever it was. But they are really good right now. I mean, they're clicking on all cylinders. They are playing without Kevin Durant. They're 5-0 without Durant. You know, like I said, they beat all the top teams, the Sixers. You saw them beat the Lakers. You saw them beat the Clippers. They look good right now. And like I said, like we keep trying to make excuses of
why this could fail. And then there's only one basketball, but they don't care about that. They're sharing the basketball. Now, I know they're playing their best when there's two of them. We got to see them, obviously, again, with all three of them on the floor for a long stretch. And we'll get to do that because the Bucks will have them in back-to-back games. So we'll get to see plenty of the Nets, and you'll get it at the Pfizer Forum, too. So this time we'll get to see it in Milwaukee, which is a good thing. But I just – they're tough to beat, again, yeah. I mean, 12-2 against the top 14 teams in the league. And the other thing we keep saying is, well, they don't play any defense, but – in the fourth quarter, they do. Like the other night, you saw Kyrie with a couple steals on one of them. He was like diving for loose balls. Those guys want to win. They don't want to, trust me, like in the league, especially like NBA Twitter and social media, in the way that this league is covered more than any other league, I would argue. Would you not agree? Like NBA Twitter is a whole different breed than even NFL Twitter, where like Paul George is still being shamed for his performance in the bubble.
If you don't win a championship, you're trash.
You're done.
You are scum.
Like Giannis,
you've never deserved to
Giannis
play.
Giannis is a back-to-back MVP. If you take him off this Bucks team, they probably win 14 games, and he's getting destroyed by people that probably don't. They probably watch 10% of Giannis games. Maybe they catch him a little
not
bit on,
even though.
On League Pass, right? So what I'm saying is, like, Harden wants to win. Kyrie wants to win. We got to. Did they want to when they were on their own, or did they get lazy and hit the strip club every night? That's a different story from when they're all together. They don't want this to be a failed experiment and everybody to talk about this being like the super team that didn't work out. Like we talk about that Lakers team with all those old dudes that tried to title chase at the end of their careers, Malone and Peyton. And you know what I mean? Like, let's get that out of there right now. Those guys want to win. It's going to be an intense series. I put the question up. Can the Bucks beat the Nets in a 7-game series? It's early. You know, we haven't really seen the Nets at full strength, but I want to know how. 414-799-1250. You say they have to play elite.
Am I wrong?
No, but like Giannis, I agree. Like Middleton has to be the second best player on the floor, and Giannis has to be the first. And that it's laughable, unfortunately. Like I'm a homer if I say that I think that's possible when Kevin Durant's on that floor. Look at James Harden's stat line every night. Just please read me like his last 7 games. Every night, he has 12 assists at halftime, dude.
James Harden game log.
Yeah. Just like read it. It's video game stuff. And then Kyrie in the fourth quarter is still the best closer in the NBA, in my opinion. Next to Durant.
I'll go points, rebounds, assists.
Who's guarding Durant? Middleton?
29-11-14. 37-11-7. 23-5-11.
Rough night.
38-7-11. 29-13-14.
Yeah.
Oh, they had a 17-point win against the Warriors. He was 19-8-16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The assists.
Dude's amazing.
That's what we pretended like he was going to be a ball hog.
I saw.
He was a ball hog when he was with Eric Gordon and Robert Covington. When he's got two future Hall of Famers, he's no longer a ball hog. Dude, if you're playing on a team with PJ Tucker, who I know everybody loves around here apparently, like I'm taking 55 shots per game too. But not when I have Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving alongside the ride.
I saw. And I'm not going to say who I saw it from, but you can make your predictions. I saw a radio host.
Locally or nationally? I like to play the guessing game.
You already know who it is.
Okay.
Who is it always? Who is it always? Right? Mm-hmm. So I saw a radio host get asked about James Harden and how he's an assist monster. And the reply was, well, yeah, but we'll have to wait and see. He's only averaging 6.5 in his career per game.
Yeah, he's averaging like 11 by the half now.
Yeah, so, yeah, I can look up to his career assist, or I can just watch 3 games of current Nets basketball and realize that assist is the best part of his game right now.
Who is the best player that James, outside, okay, so in Oklahoma City, obviously, Durant and Russ. Who is the best player that he played with in Houston besides Chris Paul?
Capella?
So how is he going to average? I mean, well, yeah, he probably could have passed the ball a little bit more, but to who? I mean, the year with Chris Paul, they surrounded him with shooters. So you had, like, Eric Gordon and
Gerald Green
and those. Like,
Covington.
All this, you notice they're all, like, the same dude. They love their, like, 3-and-D guys that just shoot threes. I mean, they could that is the NBA, so I can't knock it. The Heat went to the finals with a bunch of 3-and-D guys last year and beat the Bucks as a 5 seed. What are we doing today?
We're going to do some cameo challenge.
Okay.
Why are you scared off? Because Sam Schmitz is here.
No, I'm not scared off at anything.
Schmitzy!
You know I'm undefeated in this, right?
I'm not good at that. You're probably going to kick my ass.
It's all right.
It's nice to have you both here.
Yeah.
I got my Tuesday, Wednesday guy. I got my my Monday, Thursday, Friday guy.
Let's say we fire Toad, and I will pay half to have Sam here out of my own pocket.
You will?
Yeah.
I think
I'm good weeks. Sam, there may be some weeks where Daddy goes 1-17 gambling that you don't get paid. That's the only problem.
So you're saying it's great that Sam's here Tuesday, Wednesday. You'd like him here Monday through Friday.
Yeah, like right now I'm trying to post something and it's not working. And I'm also, you keep talking to me, so I can't do both.
So I think what we need to do.
I wish I had four arms, but if I did, I'd be Goro from
Mortal
Kombat.
We have no influence.
Yeah.
So what we need to do is, you guys listening need to tweet at whoever is the boss, whoever you think is the boss.
Oh, geez, no.
That Sam Schmitz needs to be full-time with Bart Horvath.
No, that was not.
That's what you need to do.
See, this is how I get in trouble, because this guy.
Yeah, maybe we don't do that.
Why?
Let's just play.
Well, not that
challenge.
Way.
Let's challenge.
We'll play a cameo challenge. Before that, I think J.J. Watt was listening this morning.
Why?
Just wait 60 seconds.
I can't.
I have to tell you about Window Select.
Oh. That's the only reason I'm giving you 60 seconds. Do they still have the buy one, get one, and?
No payments for a year.
A year.
And this week, free installation.
Okay.
We're talking Window Select. They will do window siding and doors. Window siding and doors. They'll do it all for you. 262-703-3500. 262-703-3500. WindowSelect.com. Great customizable doors they can do for you. Obviously, the siding's great as well. And then the windows, they just moved into a larger warehouse in Menominee Falls to keep making more and keep making more of these windows that you're getting at windowselect.com. High quality, energy efficient windows, right? That you can get a double lifetime warranty on. So you know they're going to last for a long time, and they're going to make sure that these are windows that are going to be secure, obviously, but also every year, I think we kind of forget the budget for it, and then we're all shocked in October, November, the next couple of months. Oh, our heating bills doubled. Our heating bill went up. And so one of the ways to alleviate that payment is to, not have your furnace going as hard. But it's cold. You got to keep it on. The windows, new windows, the technology they've come up with in windows compared to what probably the windows are in your house, especially if you moved in, didn't even think about it, has advanced a lot. High quality, again, energy efficient windows, windowselect.com. 262-703-3500, backed with a double lifetime warranty. Buy one, get one. No payments for a year. This week, get a call and get it on the books this week. Free installation, windowselect.com, 262-703-3500. So earlier, what were we talking about with J.J. Watt?
Hey, real quick, I got a new enemy for us.
Oh, well, can I do J.J. first?
Just remind me, though, to say, because I'm forgetting stuff today.
You want me to remind you?
Can you remind me?
Oh, and real quick, I have
J.J. was listening to the show.
Yeah.
We know he wasn't, so hurry up with the bit.
I'm not sure he wasn't.
Pro athletes are not listening to that'd be like somebody thinking that Aaron Rodgers was really listening to their show for 4 hours a day, driving around town. He's listening to Bon Iver.
Bon Iver.
Same thing.
J.J. Watt, we did 10 minutes.
Oh, I heard.
Complaining.
Yeah, Sam's listening.
About how much he tweets.
Yeah, I was with you yesterday.
Right, I do it every day.
I unfollowed him after the mitochondria one. That was the breaking point.
I then said, if I was J.J. Watt, I wouldn't sign. I would wait and keep tweeting. Someday in May, I would wake up from a nap someday in May and say, did I get signed yet? LOL.
Well, he's not Rumpelstiltskin.
40 minutes later, J.J. Watt tweeted about naps.
What'd he say?
Midday naps, loathe as a child, revered in adulthood.
Let's go, Jay. Hey, J.J., if you're listening, man, we want you in Green Bay, but we only want you for $3 million. Rodgers is going to hook you up with State Farm.
You're telling me J.J. randomly tweeted about naps today?
Here's how we get you here, J.J. You're going to be the next star of the Divergent series. You are the love interest, not
thanks
of
for
Rodgers'
listening.
Girl. Who's the other girl in Divergent?
I gave him a thanks for listening.
Okay. Yeah. Confirmed. I'll confirm it.
Wait, we can confirm it?
I can confirm. Hard.
Maybe we can get Todd to confirm it. He did confirm the Fernando Tatis story.
He did. Todd, follow Todd on Twitter.
Where does he get these sources?
Producer Todd.
Horvat, you said you have an enemy.
Oh, yeah. Mike Clay said Packers tight end Robert Tonyan ranks among 66 tight ends with 50-plus targets over the past three seasons. And then he gives all of his numbers and says, about as easy as a regression alert as you'll ever see. I think Tonyan's only going to get better. Unless he goes and plays anywhere where Aaron Rodgers isn't as cool.
I'd like to counter that and say, keep tweeting stuff like that, because Robert Tonyan, people do forget, is a restricted free agent. Someone else could offer him money.
Right.
And either take him from us or jack up the Packers' value. So more of that, the better. Maybe the Packers were in on that one. Let's do the Cameo Challenge. Cameo is the website, as you know, where you can, not only can you have celebrities send you a personalized video, they can also send you a personalized text. So like if there's a Cameo person that charges $100 for a video, you can get a text from them for like $2 in most cases. I don't know why you would do that ever, but you can do that. So in the Cameo Challenge, we take two of our good buddies, Ryan Horvat, obviously one, and Sam Schmitz, obviously another, and we pair them against each other. We're going to have 10 rounds today.
Oh, wow.
With a possible tiebreaker, so you can play up to first one to, I guess, five, but we'll do the math as it goes. There may be the chance to be eliminated. I have no cash on the line today.
That's fine.
All right. Well, I'll see you guys later. See you tomorrow.
What do we usually play for?
I bought Sam lunch last week.
You know what? If you
I want
just,
credit for that.
Sam, I was talking earlier in the vending machines. Now we have Bangs and zero calories.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I drank a energy drink. I'm good.
If I win, just buy me one of those like next week.
Those are $3.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not cheap.
All right, we'll go. Give me $2 and I'll.
I only have a five.
You got five. You're like Luna's over here.
Can you break a five?
You got five on.
You can?
I'll break a five, yeah.
All right. We'll play for free. Let's go, you cheapskate.
All right, so we'll start with. We're going to start with Horvat since you're undefeated.
Yeah.
We'll start with Horvat in the Cameo Challenge. Cool. You have to tell me which of these people on Cameo cost more. Prop comic legend Carrot Top.
Oh, God.
Or one of your top three influences in life, Andrew Dice Clay.
Hey. Oh, man. It's Carrot Top, like, has this, like, I don't know is it rude to rip? Like, what is he doing to his face? Why is he having so many face surgeries? I feel like those cost a lot of money. And I don't know, man. Wow. Dice Man's. He had a stint on Entourage. Remember that? With the Johnny Banana stuff. I think both of them need the cash. I'll go with Carrot Top costs more. Give me Dice Man. Andrew Dice Clay costs more.
Carrot Top cost $159.
Jesus.
And Andrew Dice Clay.
You know how boring it could be in line at the bank.
He's going to cost you $299.
Yeah.
Wow.
Love him.
All right, Sam.
Dream Blind Mice.
Which Badger legend costs more? From collegiate basketball, Nigel Hayes, or from the football squad, Monte Ball? Who costs more, Nigel Hayes or Monte Ball?
I'm going to go Monte Ball just because Badger football, I feel like, always has a bigger following.
Uh-oh. Sam, undefeated.
People really, how much is Nigel?
Nigel Hayes is $30. Monte Ball is $20.
And Monte's got to bump up his asking price way too low.
Horvat, who costs more? Deadmau5 or Rebecca Black?
Who's Rebecca Black?
Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Deadmau5.
Really?
Deadmau5 costs $299, and Rebecca Black costs $599.
She must really not want to do those.
What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Are you on your phone?
Yeah.
Doing what? I don't feel like I have your attention.
You do have my attention.
What are you looking at?
Completing some work real quick.
Spreads and over-unders.
Is that it?
No, I swear to God, not that.
You have to fill out your COVID safety app before you come in.
Not during the show.
No, I'm not doing that either. An email. I'm trying to get the Top Shot guy on. Let's go.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Sam, who costs more? You are down 1-0. Horvath gave you an opportunity to tie this here. Enemy of Radio Joe, Enos Kanter.
He.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Or Jordan Wara.
I feel like this is a trick question.
Did people want Kanter here or something? Because he doesn't play any defense.
No, he had like one scuffle with Giannis. Like,
I remember that.
And then he tweeted a deer emoji.
Yeah.
We thought he was coming.
Yeah, but did people like want that to happen? I did.
I feel like this is a trick question. I'm going to go Wara.
Wara costs $40. Kanter cost $54. All right. Ryan Horvath, who costs more? One of the former Packers recently entered the world of Cameo in the last couple of weeks. Tom Crabtree, who wore 83 well before Janice.
He's on there.
Who costs more? Tom Crabtree or friend of Horvath, Ross Tucker?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Ty Summers.
Tucker's on there?
Ross Tucker, radio.com.
What? Are there like samples where you could hear like what Ross would say?
Will you give me 15 seconds?
Oh, yeah. I got to hear that, though. Honestly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker. I love Ross. I love his voice.
Yeah, me too, but I want to, what does he say in the cameo? Like, who? I love Ross too, but like, is it like fans of like his media career, like his playing days? Like, I wonder, like, who requests some of these people?
You don't think he swears, do you?
Who's like, man, it's my son's birthday. I got to go out and get him Carrot Top. He loves Chairman on the Board. You ever see that movie?
Yeah, because of the Conan clip.
Yeah. Oh. Wait, what?
The woman on there.
Yeah.
Said Chairman of the Board, and Norm MacDonald said, was it spelled B-O-R-E-D?
Oh, yeah. I gotcha. Are there samples of these?
Yeah, Ross Tucker got a 5-star review.
Nice.
Someone said a huge thank you to Ross. Not the result I was hoping for, but the celebration was good anyway. Oh, he must have said like good luck or something. So here's Ross in a Penn State Nittany Lions shirt.
That's somebody's birthday. Good luck getting to another
one. What's up, man? It is former NFL player Ross Tucker. You can see the helmets and stuff behind me. I hear your favorite team is the Minnesota Vikings. Yeah.
A little Lizzo.
You know it. I love that you're a listener to the show, man. That's awesome. You know what I love even more? That you're working hard to do your best in school. That is the key. Do the best you can in school, when you're playing football, and who knows? Maybe you'll have a bunch of helmets and game balls behind you someday. Happy birthday, buddy. Have a great one.
Hugs, not drugs, little Johnny, and go Nittany Lions.
So, Ross Tucker, Tom Crabtree.
Yeah, I'll go Crabtree. Go Crabtree.
Really?
Yeah, Crabtree.
Got a touchdown from Rodgers.
Crabtree cost $30. Ross Tucker is a cool $25. So Horvath's up 2-0.
It's all right.
Ooh, okay. Sam, who cost more? We'll go back to the Packers 1996 Super Bowl. Both of these guys got a ring that year.
Year I was born.
Andre Rison or Jim McMahon? Who costs more on Cameo?
I'm going to go with Jim McMahon.
Sure.
Hey, there we go. We're on the board.
That is right. 2-1. Jim McMahon costs $199. Andre Rison cost $100. Horvath, you have a 2-1 lead.
Okay.
Who cost more? I'll tell you what. Fran Drescher, you can get, you know Fran Drescher, Sam?
The nanny.
Yeah. Fran Drescher cost in the hundreds of dollars for a cameo. So who costs more? Aramis Ramirez.
Oh, Jesus.
Or a text from Fran Drescher?
Not even a cameo?
Nope. A video from Aramis Ramirez or a text from Fran Drescher.
Did you ever think Fran Drescher was like kind of like weirdly hot?
I did, yes.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll go with that because there's probably some weirdos out there. Like if we all three of us agree on that, even with that voice, then there's probably somebody, some weird fetish or something. People are weird, dude.
Yeah, for an extra $5, she'll text you her feet.
Somebody probably just like pays her to laugh. Some weird.
Do you want me to look up a Fran Drescher on?
I'm good. Yeah, I kind of. Yeah, now that you bring it up, like we got time. Or do we? How many more of these do we got? No, let's keep it moving. Nobody wants to hear that.
So what's your answer?
Her, the nanny. Janice.
Not quite, but the same.
Same person, kind of. Not the
Aramis
same
Aramis Ramirez video, $15.
Man.
Fran Drescher video, $600.
Pay $15 for Aramis.
Fran Drescher text, $19.99.
Good year.
Just to get a text from Fran Drescher. Sam was 3 years old.
Sam, did you hear J.J. Watts choosing between the Packers, Titans, and Bills?
Yeah, you know, I'm just going to wait until I'm like completely done with J.J. Watt watch until this is all over.
Sam, you need to get...
Need to go on a hot streak
here. The next two of these right, and Horvat can't get any more right, or it's over.
Cool.
From the world of radio.com. He was on the show this week. Or on the station this week, but friend of show, Tony Gwynn Jr.
He was on the show this week?
He was on the big show.
Oh.
Or friend of show, Brian Scalabrini.
He swore on the air here one time.
He did.
He said, talking a bunch of S, and I said, oh, I forgot to dump that.
It should be Tony Gwynn Jr., but people love the White Mamba. He's worldwide. I'm going to go with Brian Scalabrini.
If you get it wrong, you are eliminated. If you get it right, which you did, you are alive. Scalabrini costs $99. Tony Gwynn Jr. $55. Who costs more, Horvat from the Super Bowl, Devin White or JPP?
Well, it's going to be JPP.
Jason Pierre-Paul.
It's going to be him.
Is that your final? You get it right, game is over.
Yeah, I wanted to make a joke, but I don't think we should take fireworks lightly.
Nah, yeah. It's... I had to bite my tongue there, too.
Oh.
JPP, $199. Devin White, six Bills.
Gotta pay for them horses.
LSU.
Sam, you need this one right to stay alive.
Let's do it.
Alfonso Ribeiro.
The third most famous Alfonso on the list.
Carlton from Fresh Prince. Or former mayor of Cincinnati, Jerry Springer.
Ooh, this is a tough one. Oh, man. People love the Carlton. I'm going to go Alfonso. This is a trick one, though. Oh, there we go.
Alfonso Ribeiro, 150. Jerry Springer, 135. I believe the game, am I right? The game is tied?
Should be, I think.
At 3-3. Horvat win first.
Yeah.
The game's tied.
It's tied, dude.
So we are into the tiebreaker round.
Oh, boy.
And you guys are going to have to send me a Facebook message or a text or something. Is that okay with both of you? Horvat, you're already on your phone as you've been this entire segment. So
that
shouldn't be a problem.
I got you.
I saw a great video of this guy. I need to know. And you can go under, you can go over. I need to know closest to.
Yeah.
But I saw a great video of this guy driving around LA, yelling out of his car, hey, do a flip kick to skateboarders.
Okay.
And it was Tony Hawk. And then he would give them, if they did one, he'd give them merch and gear and skateboards.
Merch.
Yeah. So he's driving around LA.
And I'm merch.
Handing out free stuff. But to do that,
right now. Yeah.
He needs a little scratch on Cameo. So, Tony Hawk, skateboarding legend.
Great video games. Great soundtrack.
Look at you guys.
Video
games. How about that?
Great soundtrack.
That's why you're both here.
Superman. Great song.
Tony Hawk Wasteland. Best
game ever. Goldfinger. Great band. All right, let's go.
How much does Tony Hawk cost on Cameo? I'm going to need.
I sent it already.
Facebook messages from you guys.
I forgot.
Actually, Sam, I got Horvat, so you
I accidentally just sent you a picture. Delete that. Oof.
Wow, is that your wife?
No, that's my gold member.
All right.
I love gold.
I'm going Facebook Messenger. Here you go.
Okay.
Call that the red zone. The green zone. The gold zone.
Horvat says $75 for Tony Hawk. Sam says $175.
Sam's going to win that, huh? I low-blowed him.
Sam's never lost this game.
Well, okay, these prices for some of these people are just, they need to get better agents or something. Some of these people are way too low. Some of these people are way too expensive.
Sam has never lost this game. I'm going to pull my best Seacrest here.
No.
We'll find out after the break.
We don't have a break.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We don't have commercials. Yeah. So,
we'll find out after Bart deletes all the theme music that's back to back to back for some reason.
Kieran, dim the lights. Tony Hawk cost.
Oh, my God.
$209. Sam wins again.
Way to go.
Sam wins again.
You like the
call? Coming up today on the Wendy's Big Show.
Yeah.
What do you think of the Bucks second half schedule?
Sam's on the Big Show today. How about that?
Good stuff, Sam. You're like the Goldberg of cameo. Who's the next?
I wish I could be like, you know, add that to my resume.
You
be
can.
A little more proud of it. Maybe I'll throw in my Twitter handle since I got to change that.
Yeah, put helps kill time on commercial free hour with cameo challenge.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
Sam Schmitz, commercial free killer.
Proficient in Microsoft Word.
Oh, I know Excel.
Exactly.
And I know Paint.
Exactly.
We're back tomorrow at 5.
Yeah. 4:59 we hit.
And I'll be waking up at 5:30.
Don't
Big
worry.
Show next.
Yeah.
WSSP Milwaukee. This is the Big Show Radio Network on 1250 AM. The Fan, a radio.com sports station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.